USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived in Tokyo, Japan Saturday morning to begin a four-day visit with the Prime Minister and new Emperor of Japan. Speaking to business leaders, the President spoke about the U.S. economy.
There's no better place to invest. You look at what's happened with our stock market. It's up almost 50% since my election in 2016. We have the best employment numbers we've ever had as of this week.
On Friday, the Trump administration invoked a provision of American arms control laws to sidestep Congress and authorize billions of dollars in weapon sales to key Middle East allies. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes...
Yeah, I mean, these arms sales have been held up for far too long, not just to Saudi Arabia, but to the United Arab Emirates, one of our closest partners in the Persian Gulf region.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
A GOP congressman blocks a massive disaster aid bill that would have sent $19 billion to hurricane, flood, and wildfire victims. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Texas Congressman Chip Roy says the bill should have included President Trump's requested funding for aid to the southern border.
There's no reason this disaster supplemental should not have included the quite modest $4.4 billion that Director of OMB Vogt sent to Capitol Hill to ensure DHS and HHS do not run out of money while managing the over 100,000 illegal aliens crossing our border.
In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, Nebraska GOP Senator Deb Fischer called on House leadership to reconvene immediately and call up a vote on the disaster relief bill. Senator Fischer worked to include flood-ravaged Nebraska in that bill, which passed the Senate with strong bipartisan support. For USA Radio News in Omaha, I'm Rick Vincent.
New Mexico State Senator and former World War II Navajo code talker John Pinto passed away on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Science, technology, engineering, and math are becoming very popular among K through 12 students all across the country. Take this example. The federal government is offering a $1.45 million grant to lure University of Pacific students majoring in STEM to teach at schools where there's a shortage of STEM teachers. Matthew Stanley is a professor of history of science at New York University's Gatlin School of Individualized Study. He says science is certainly becoming more popular these days.
Well, it's true that, you know, we're nowadays sort of tech culture and geek culture is popular in a way. It certainly never was when I was younger. Not that I'm bitter. I think there's an important distinction between the appeal of technology that's very widespread now and science per se. So I still get a lot of students who come to me and say, well, I'm just no good at science, or I don't like science. And what they mean by that is in third grade they had a bad science teacher, or their seventh grade teacher told them they weren't good at science. So there's this sort of it's okay to talk about not liking science in a way that's not always true for other subjects too. So that's something I think we really have to work on, is literally just to make it okay to be passionate about science.
For more, make sure you check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.